This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review of a new album by John Gibbons. Gibbons is harpsichordist in residence of the Musical Instruments Collection at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. He's also a member of the Boston Museum Trio. His new recording is called A Bach Recital.
2 years ago, at the Boston Early Music Festival, harpsichordist John Gibbons saved an awful evening from complete disaster. Around 11 p.m., with still another long act to go in a phony Baroque performance of a second-rate Handel opera, Gibbons played a Handel harpsichord concerto, just like Handel himself is supposed to have done in 1713. He did a brilliant job, with music better than the music in the opera, and with a warmth and humanity that surpassed most of the singers in the cast. At this year's festival, Gibbons gave his own concert at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, and it was one of the major events of the season. Nonesuch has just released his new Bach album, and once again he reveals himself to be a performer of uncommon sensitivity and imagination. In his program notes for the recording, Gibbons writes about the problems of playing the harpsichord. Certain basic techniques are antithetical to this instrument. There's no direct way, for example, to control volume. Textures can be thicker or thinner, but there are no real crescendos or diminuendos, louder and softer. That's why the forte piano and the pianoforte had to be invented. Gibbons remembers from his own student days an older musician pointing to the score he was studying and telling him, "The black is the notes, the white is the music." If, as he says, the harpsichord is perfectly designed to play the black, Gibbons's mastery of the instrument can be measured by how well he's learned to play the white, to give the harpsichord what he calls the curve and swell of melody, the singing voice it wasn't born with. And this new Bach record is his most important achievement. The greatest work on this album is surely the powerful Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue, a piece you don't hear too often in recitals. This is the piece that may tell us most about what Bach himself was like as a performer. The fantasy, perhaps unique in Bach, sounds like a complex improvisation. The classic version is the one Wanda Landowska recorded in 1935 on her gigantic 1912 Pleyel. Her expansive performance, in a style we'd consider more romantic than she would have, has the drama and density of a novel. Gibbons, more in tune with what we now consider authentic Baroque style, gives us less a novel than a poem, luminous, intricate, and deeply touching in its emotional directness. And the wonderful flow of details builds to a tremendous climax.
Thank you.
John Gibbons playing Bach. A further sign of his seriousness are the other works he chooses for this new album. Major, ambitious works like the big Prelude and Fugue in A minor and the challenging C minor fantasy. Since Bach never completed the fugue, Gibbons here combines the fantasy with the great three-voice ricercata from Bach's musical offering, a work for which Bach never specified any instrumentation. But perhaps the other gem on the album is the haunting Capriccio in B-flat major, the so-called Capriccio on the Departure of His Most Beloved Brother, with its poignantly slow Adagissimo aria of farewell and its final fugue imitating the Postillion's horn. Gibbons, quoting pianist Arta Schnabel, modestly refers to all of these as music better than it can be performed. His recording might be more accurately called music better than it's been performed in a long time.
Lord Schwartz is a classical music editor at the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed John Gibbons' new album, A Bach Recital.